Last week we learned the Gemara about the Yudaman on the day. So the Gemara tells the story that on one occasion Rav washed Negelbati, washed until it was done, and he said Kriyat Shema, then put on the Tefillin after Kriyat Shema, and then he got this one after. So the Gemara at first thought that that's what he did every day. That was a Nitzach every day. First you say Kriyat Shema, then you look to him, and then you say Shema. So the Gemara says, how can it be? It contradicts this, it contradicts that. The Gemara tried to patch it up. The Gemara said, it can't be, it can't be. The Gemara says, no, on one occasion, Shaliach will be the other. That's the Gemara says, Shaliach will be the other. The Shaliach failed to bring in the Tulin on the right time. So you had no grammar, so you had to say the Kriyat Shema, and it was coming to Osman Kriyat Shema, so you had to recite Kriyat Shema. Therefore, he said the Kriyat Shema, then he put on the Tulin, and then he gave him Shema. So Taisus has a discussion, Halacha Lamaisa, what's the din? Taisus Diba Maskul, Umarach Tulin Umaskul. He said Kriyat Shema, then he let Tulin, and he said Shema Nesha. We have a din that you're not permitted to be mopsic, that's the Mishnah. You're not permitted to be mopsic in the middle of Kriyat Shema. You're not permitted to be mopsic saying Umar Latzila, in between Gwal Yisrael and Shema Nesha. You're not permitted to be mopsic in between the Kriyat Shema and the Birchas Kriyat Shema. You can't be mopsic over there. Mm-hmm. Only in certain special cases, the Tnei HaKavod, the Tnei HaYira, special Hatera. So what's over here to put on Tulin? To put on tefillin is so essential that it's permissible in between Kriyat Shema and Shema Esrei. That's considered the Tnei HaKavod, the Tnei HaYira. That's Tnei HaYira, it isn't. But it's Yira Shema, Yira Hashem, that's Yira Hashem. It's so important to put on tefillin. Why are you allowed to put on tefillin? Even without a bracha. To put on tefillin with a bracha is a hectic that he's talking, he's not sick. To put on tefillin without a bracha is a bigger hectic. Did you do the mice of another tefillin? And you do, we're always used to thinking that a hefsek is only when you talk. You can wave, you can sign language, you can sign checks, you can write letters, you can do whatever you want, as long as you don't talk. It's not so. The biggest hefsek is when you do a maaseh. And then if you just talk without doing a maaseh, that's also a
hefsek. I think we were discussing once when, if you're in the middle of Shemesh and the Chazot and Shraf and the Kedusha, if you listen to Kedusha, it has any value, but you can't do a mitzvah within another
mitzvah. Yeah. Rashi calls in the name of the Bala Rahman because of it. If a person is in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, and the Chazan says Kedusha, the Balkari is up to Lady. The Rashi calls in the name of the Bala Rahman Berloi, and you say Shemeh Kaina, the person should stop and pay attention and listen to the Kriya Tateira, and you should listen to the Kedusha, and he'll be out of the Shemeh Kaina. The place is bothered with the Kasha, how could it be? If you say Shemeh Kaina, the place that you say Kriya Tateira, and you say Kedusha, if you say Shemeh Kaina, that you say, so that itself is a hefsek. Not the way some of our friends say, it's Shemeyach, your owner, so it's considered Kaina, as if you said it, so they're speaking, so it's considered as if you're Mahatma, as if you spoke. So then she said, no, you don't have to say Shemek, you're only there, and that's the discussion. No, it means like this, if you want Shemek, then that you yoke the Kedusha, and you yoke the Kriyas HaTorah, so if you yoke the mitzvah, if you yoke some extraneous mitzvah, in the middle of Shema Nefri, that itself is a hefsek. That itself is a hefsek. To shake a lulav in the middle of Hallow, that's not a hefsek, that's a Tachanos Chacham, there's a connection between lulav and Hallow. Or to blow shaykh in the middle of Musa on Rosh Hashanah, that's exactly the Takana Sasanayim. Or to bring their eyes to whatever it is that you have to see as Al-Seder HaBrachah. There are some mitzvahs which blend in together, but the Kriya Tateira should fit it in the middle of Shema Esrei. Or Kedusha should fit it in the middle of Olam HaShidim. In the middle of Sin Shalom, in the middle of Noidim. The Kedusha doesn't fit in there. If you're entering Kedusha in the middle of Atta Kaddish or Kedusha, Kedusha doesn't fit in any other Brachah. Let's say it's Kashan Rashi. How can Rashi quote the Bahar that you say Shemeh Kohenah, that you yoke to Kedusha, or you yoke to Kriyat HaTorah? In the middle of the Shemeh Esrei with Shemeh Kohenah, it comes out as being yoke to some extraneous mitzvah in the middle of Shemeh Esrei, that itself should constitute a hefsek. I'm not going to do any hefsek. That's the discussion over here. How does he put on tefillin in between Kriyat Shema? In Shemeh Esrei, he's either mafsik in the middle of the Birchas Kriyat Shema, or he's mafsik between Gula and Tefila. How can he do it? But then she says, I'm in Timur. Umar Atzir Lulun Matzli, he put on Tzilin and then he davened Shemana Esrei. And they heard some Mashmam, so the Loshan is Mugungan. She said, Mahaka Mashmam. Mugungan is Tzik Loshan. Not the Hasa Mashmam. Hasa means over there. Hasa means over here. But his Timur is Mashmam. Shemuta Lahaviyah Tzilin says to the Teresh. Why is it Mashmam? Shemuta Lahaviyah Tzilin Migula Latzilah. וחיים בתאולס מילי חולם תאוליס מן דולו צור. אבל זה שיש משמע, זה בפרש. זה שיש לילי למוואי. זה שיש משמע. And then later says he's going to do it. But no, maybe all he did was that he put on the tefillin, but he didn't say it was. Take a look at the end of the tefillin, the last 6-7 lines. What's the word out here? What's on that? You know, the same remark. Yeah.
But we have it here.
Yeah, take a look at the end of the text. The end of the text, it reads better. Rabbi, Rabbi, the Moshe Mikutzi, Hoyoyimah, that's the Balas Mark, the one of us who says that this is Gobel. It's one of the Balayah faces. He says, Gotcha, Moshe Mikutzi, Hoyoyimah, that people in Kana, in Raya, there's no Raya from the Gemara that you're allowed to say a bracha. The mud in the name of him, he has to do the blood block. Then he put on his own without a block. So Tosis in the beginning thought the Hawk on Nashua should move along the Tzilla with the block. So we even allowed to say a block on the Tzilla. And then at the end they say it's not really right. Maybe just put on the Tzilla without a block. But actually, putting on the Tzilla itself is a problem. Before you get to the block, putting on the Tzilla, how does the Tzilla fit in? So the assumption is that if it's Lutzora, if it's the Tzorech HaNevilah, then it blends in. If the Tzilin is, that's what the Gemara is assuming, that the Tzilin is essential for the davening. Let's say if you don't have Tzilin, you can't daven Shacharit, you can. But if you have Tzilin, it makes it better. So therefore, it makes the davening and improves the davening. So therefore, it's not a hefsek to put on the Tzilin. The only Shana Tzilin's raises is, can you say a brach on the Tzilin? To put on the tzilin, they say the first that's not absent because that enhances the shmon esrei. Even carrying shmon esrei with the tzilin. The first has two shittes. What are you permitted to say a bracha l'amiach tzilin on the tzilin? What's that, Shaila? First, the Balei Pesach says same hach mashma. Who tell l'amiach tzilin with a bracha? And then at the end, Rav Moshe Mikutzi says no raya. Maybe put on without a bracha. L'acha shmon esrei mashma stand on the bracha leim. A bracha is tagi. You say the bracha after the shmon esrei.
He's still wearing his
tefillin. He's still wearing his tefillin. He's still wearing his tefillin. Let's say a person puts on tefillin and he didn't say a bracha. He still has the tefillin on. The mikra, then you can say a bracha on the tefillin, on the tefillin, without even touching the tefillin. You don't have to do the mashmash. That's the chumra b'yalma that we insist. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. The chumra b'yalma we insist. Let's say he put on a talis and he didn't say the bracha. He's still wearing the talis. The concept is he didn't say a bracha. Pause me. Let's say I finish Gral Yisrael. I'm supposed to start the Shmon Esrei right away. I'm not supposed to wait. So if you wait, and you pause, even if you don't say anything, you don't do anything, you just wait, that's already a detail of Nichus Gula Nitzvah. That's one problem. Then there's another problem. Not only did I pause, I did a Maizah on Maskut. I put on Tzilin. So putting on Tzilin, that enhances the davening. That's a Tzorcha Tzilin. So that's not a Esrei. But let's say he opens up a letter. He puts a stamp on a letter. Anything good will see that. So that's a hefsek, not only a pausing, that's more than pausing. That's the hefsek I'm doing on my set that doesn't belong. And then there's a third hefsek. And then there's a third hefsek of speaking. The three different hefsek. And the shehi is just pausing, waiting a little time. And then the night of putting on a tefillin should be a problem, should pose a problem. And then the bracha is the third problem. Just to hear the shahir with the putting on the tefillin happened in Shembeira. He wants to enhance the Shmona Esrei by having tefillin at the time of the tefillah. But the shayla is, what about the bracha?
The bracha is just like the sheaves here, putting on the spoon and the hands of the spoon. So why don't you say the bracha is a more key mitzvah? You make a bracha on stone, then don't you take it without bracha?
Well, that's the shayla. The takanas hachamim that requires that you should say a bracha before you do a mitzvah. What's the gerah did? Is the gerah takanah of the rabbanan that when you say a bracha on tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is more b'shalei musa? When you say bracha on a sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah is more b'shalei musa? When you say bracha on shofar, the mitzvah of shofar is more b'shalei musa? Or should you say no? On the level of the right, there's no such thing as brichas on mitzvah. The only brichas on mitzvah is brichas on tefillin. On the level of the right, you shake a little bit in the mitzvah of b'shalei musa. And you sit and you look at the mitzvah of b'shalei musa. And that's another thing, yeah? When you do the mitzvah, it's finished. Bracha is not reactive. So maybe even in the rabbanan that they made a takana that you have to recite a bracha, maybe it does mean that the bracha enhances the mitzvah. Maybe it's a separate mitzvah in the rabbanan. It's a separate bracha before you do the mitzvah.
But there's two parts, either as the yosem and a bracha, and there's two parts. You have to make a bracha, and it should be over the yom. Well, maybe
that's the part. That's the bracha. It should be.
No, I mean just two parts.
What do you mean? Even if you say the bracha after the mitzvah, you will also have enhanced the mitzvah.
I'm not after the mitzvah. Like he still has a soul now. I'm not going to ask about the mitzvah.
How
would you ask the mitzvah?
We're
going to have to do it with the hands. Mitzvah doesn't enhance anything. Mitzvah is still an additional. The
shayla. The mitzvah is still an enhanced.
Tefillah, davening. Yeah, that's what Tefillah quotes the Gemara, yeah.
It makes like a
water there,
and that's
the Gemara. Take a look on the last line on the Daf. The Amar of Yechon on the last line on Yudal and Vesh. Harot Yishikab Lohu Vamahu Shamayim Shleimo. Kabbalah Samach Shmai means reciting Kriya Shema and Shema Netzes. It's Kabbalah Samach Shmai. So the Gemara says, what Kabbalah Samach Shamayim Shleimo? What enhances the Kriya Shema and Tefillah? So he says, you should go to the bath and clean your body.
Okay.
You find it. You should make sure you have to go to the bath and it's not proper to dump. And this is what we're going to call about yourself. The Eko, the other Bishop, while she's saying, get rid of the NF, feeling. But then the Eko Kriya Shema, the Yisrael, the Zuri, Malchus Shamayim Shleimo. Reciting the Kriya Shema with the Shema Netzer, with the Tefillin on, that enhances, the Tefillin enhances the Kabbalah of Malchus Shamayim. Because the Rambam quotes from the Gemara is that when a Tefillin affects the person, and the person sits in a sukkah, whenever you do any mitzvah, it affects the person. Yes, but that's psychologically. But here we say something more than that. The Rambam says when a person is mu'utar, bitzvillan, he has tzvillan on his arm and his head, this will prevent the person from sinning. We don't say that by other mitzvahs. Special by tzvillan. So since we're going to discuss what about this? But tefillin especially, tefillin enhances the Yerushalayim.
Can you take a sample of the brochure? We can make him certain if he could, and if it's within reason, if it's called within reason. And we can learn from here that even if I didn't finish the davening completely and I didn't make a bracha, it may not be as a shleimo, but it's better than not having done it, so therefore we can always make a tikkun on it. If a person didn't make the bracha on the tefillin and so forth, as long as it's called within reason, it didn't make the bracha. Ending on the bracha, we didn't finish it. And therefore the shleimo, it's...
Let's first go the way he suggested in the house. Let's first go. Nahama. But the weird tefillin, it's clear from the Gemara that this doesn't constitute a hetzer. To put on the tefillin in between gula and tefillah, that enhances the davening. The Gemara says that putting on tefillin enhances his kabbalah from Malchus Shamayim, and that's the whole theme of Kriya Shema and Shema Netzer. That was the Gemara's cash. That's how we started. The Gemara says they didn't bring in the tefillin on time. The Shamas failed to bring in the tefillin on time. It was Sultan Krishna. It was up to the Sultan Krishna. He had no prayer. He had to say Kriya Shema without the tefillin. He had no choice. Exactly. Maybe you're part of it. The Gemara doesn't tell the rest of the story. The Gemara says, Shliach was the other. Shliach was Mechalka. The Shliach forgot to bring in the tefillin this month. And he had to send during it. Right? So Nachamal, the Tosha says, to put on the tefillin, that's Vesevish in the Gemara, that doesn't constitute a hetzer. Because that enhances the Kriya Shema in the Shema Netzer. That's our battle there. The Shaila is, what about reciting the Brach? So the suggestion was made that L'Chor, that should be said,
and what the nature of the takanas kachamim was to require a bracha when you do a mitzvah. Is it that the Rabbanon, when the person recites the bracha, this enhances the mitzvah is not the shleimus of the Rabbanon? Or do you say, no, the mitzvah is the shleimus even without the bracha, the same as it was in the Atarah, there's no need for a bracha. The bracha is a separate takanam in the Rabbanon, to say a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Usually this is assumed to be a machloik is the Ramam and the Raizim. The Rizah Gemara in Bamem Avlikin in the second parak in Shabbos, the Gemara has a lashon that Sopik brachas lahakam. Whenever you have a Sopik, you don't say a bracha. And the Gemara says, the Gemara has a lashon that a Sopik bracha did the Rabbanon is lahakam. Sopik bracha did the Rabbanon is lahakam. Mashal, the Gemara says demise. When you mafresh truma, you have to recite a bracha. When you mafresh maestrishin, you have to say a bracha. What about when you mafresh maestris from demar? Demar means you purchase tvuah payment from an amharis. Amharis is chashu that maybe he wasn't truma, they were mafresh, but maestr, the chashu, maybe they were mafresh, maybe they weren't, maybe they weren't. So you have to be mafresh with the rabbanon, misafe. And it says in the Mishnah that you don't recite a bracha. So the Gemara says why? Because chol safek shel devarim lo by bracha. That's the lashon gemara. Safek shel devarim lo by bracha. What kind of a lashon safek shel devarim lo by bracha? And what if it be safek mitzvah min
atayra? You're benching after
this. A safek benching after this. Well, a safek convention there I can do after bench. Oh, but what if you have a safek mitzvah there right there? Let's say a person is an androgynous. So it's a safek zot, a safek mitzvah. So does he have to like sukkah? So we say yes, it's a hasafik zacha. He has to like sukkah. Does he have to sit in sukkah? We say yes, maybe he's a man. Maybe it's a man, maybe it's a woman. We don't know what status he is. So he has to sit in the sukkah, and he has to like fill in, and he has to shake a lula. Does he have to say a zacha or not? Does he have to say a bracha enough? So that's the machlik is the Rambam and the Rashi. If you hold that women can recite a bracha when they volunteer to do a mitzvah, to say my grandmother, there's nothing to discuss. Even if you're Bada Yisha, you can do the mitzvah and say a bracha. So all the dudes only is, if you hold like the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machabe, the Rambam, the Rambam, that a woman who volunteers, the Shulchan Aruch do like that, but a woman who volunteers to perform a mitzvah, to say my grandmother. That they're exempt from doing, is not permitted to say a bracha, she's not, there will be a bracha about Tomer. So what if the person is a Sufik Zacha, Sufik Nikkei, and Androgynous, and they have to do the mitzvah, Sufik Derais and Lechumne, they have to sit in Sukkim, they have to shake a lulu, they have to put on tefillin, would they say Brahana? So the Rambam says no, Sufik Zacha is Lechumne, but that's how we pass the Shulchan Aruch, that's what's possible. And the Raider argues with the Rambam, he said that he's wrong. Because the Gemara's Russian is, Kol Sufik shall be Rehim Lord Bari Bracha, the whole Demai is in Gansan of Sufik to Rabbanon. And I'll tell you, there's no Sufik. And I tell you, we say Rav Amihoris Masim Hain, and we say that it is Gemaisa. And if the Amoris tells me that he was Masim, so he's Eidech, and then he's Sur. That's a Rashi, right? There are two reasons why we assume that the Demai is only the Rav Amihoris. Number one, Rav Amihoris Masim Hain, the Rehim is Lahakil. Number two, Eidech, and then he's Sur. There's also said he was Masim. So he has no money to say that he was Masim. And the whole Takar, the Masim Demai begins only with the Rav Amihoris, and it's only a topic with the Rav Amihoris. It's not that it's a Vare Tevel, it's only a make-believe din with the Rabban and only the Torah Sofik. So the Gemara's question is, called Sofik Shel Devarim Lo Bai Bracha. So the Raya claims that it's only Sofik Shel Devarim Lo Bai Bracha, but a Sofik Shel Torah requires a Bracha. A mitzvah deraita, let's say Lulav, and Shaifer, and Sitzis, and Tzilin is a mitzvah deraita. So if I am an androgynous of Sofik Zohar Sofik Nikkei, then I have to perform this mitzvah because of Sfeika deraita Lechumre. So the right sheet is that I have to say a bracha. You don't say sveka der sufik brachas lachal there. You say sveka der reiter lechumah. The Rambam holds what kind of sveka der reiter? All brachas on mitzvah are only the rabbana. So it's like the sufik brachas lachal. Sufik der rabbana lachal. And the right holds no. That since the brachas on mitzvah comes in conjunction with the mitzvah der reiter, and on the mitzvah der reiter, that's when always get paskin, sveka der reiter lechumah. So the bracha der rabbanon schleps of all. And what's the nekuda from achloikas between the Rambam and the Rabbanon? That's what the Rabbanon used to say, that the pastor says it. That's what they're fighting about. But the Rambam shita is that you have to get two sages. There's a sofik on the sheikh and the sofik on the bracha. The sofik on the sheikh, do you have to listen to kiyas and not? It's by the androgynous, that's sofik of the rice of the chumra. The sofik on the bracha is a separate bracha. It's a separate. They're related. It's not totally unrelated. They have a sheikh, but it's not one sofik. Is a
suffix
something added on. The birchas hamitzvah, something added on in addition to the mitzvah. So although the suffix deraisa regarding the lulav and the shofar and the sittus in the Sukkah is Ezekipatkin the Chumra, but the Safik Bracha doesn't go along. That's a separate thing, and that's a Safik Rabon, the Chumra. And you're right, it apparently holds otherwise. You're right, it holds that you're the Rabbanan, they were mistaken, that you have to recite the Dirach HaMitzvah before doing all the Mitzvah HaTeira. So the nature of the Takana of the Rabbanan is that the Mitzvah done without a Bracha is considered Shemai Bishmei Musa.
But how come you
just notice
you, someone
has made
a book on the
living room, according to the Rabbah Holder? No, there's no suffix there, right? There's only a suffix there. If he has a suffix, if he has a suffix, if he's tied, then also let's fill him, or to shake a little bit. If the suffix starts off as a suffix there, like in the Chumrah, and the name if you believe the legs fill him, then you have to say a book. If you're not willing on to say a book. But since this, then the Kurdish of suffix is one. Am I mechuyif to like Tzuman or not? Am I mechuyif to say bracha? It's all one big suffix. So the Rabbi holds, you go lechumen on everything, even on those aspects that are owing with the Rabbanon, because with the Rabbanon, this enhances the mitzvah deraisa. And the suffix is, are you mechuyif to like Tzuman or not? So you go lechumen on all things. You go to like Tzuman, bishlei musa. With the bracha.
If I bring the Tzuman on mitzvah,
I don't think so. I mean, that's the only fair film that I have. Would the rise and hold in such a case that you would say it's roughly? I only have one fair film, and I have to put it on this topic. Maybe it's kosher, maybe it's not kosher. Would I say it's rough or not according to the right?
I didn't check it.
Because it didn't require them to shake again a little, so the second time you shake a little, you shake without a bracha. And the writer would say, the second time you shake with a bracha. But since it's a suffix deraisa, if you were yotzei the first time, so you must shake the second time because suffix deraisa will come in. You must say a bracha, because it goes along.
It's a bracha for the writer for the second day. How was that for you?
We disagree with the whole discussion. We disagree with all Ramah. We say that women may say bracha on his mandros. Women are committed to say that bracha when they volunteer and Mr. Sefer says it does. Ramah holds that women may not volunteer with bracha on his mandros. How can you say this to women? You can't say Kiddushan and Mr. Sefer to women. And we thought to write the following attention that they may. That they may say bracha. That's all the show.
You
can do the Mitzvah Deraisa later also. There's no contradiction. Let's say we're in the middle of the Megillah lighting, I'm pouring wine and I didn't have a pair of tefillin. And someone gives me a pair of tefillin in the middle of the Megillah. So you don't say Megillah is only Drabon on a tefillin of the right. So no, wait till after an hour later. You can light tefillin later? Yeah, call out your own kosher man. You wait till later, put on a tefillin. It's a dress mission. That's the shayla. Why did he rush to put on a tefillin in between Google and tefillin? It should be a hetzik. So you see that putting on tefillin is not a hetzik. Why? Because it enhances the tefillah to do some other mitzvah. Let's say to shake lulav in between. That would be a hetzik. Because the lulav doesn't fit in. It has no shaykh. It's not the tefillah. It's not just the examiner.
Is that the only example?
Yeah, we'll get to it in a minute. No. It means that tefillah enhances Kabbalah's and Mashmaim, whereas Talit does not. That's what Taisha says, no. But it only enhances, the Tzilin enhances the Tzilah. Tzilin enhances, it gives more Kabbalah's and Mashmaim.
Same case of shaking the Lulav.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shot. Let that person put on Tzilah HaLamayim, he's suffering. So does he say a bracha on that?
like you said, the wheat. And so from Akka, they taught you that you put on without a bracha. The Ramah says that you put on tefillin with a bracha, but you say balakash. You say the bracha balakash. Why? Because if you say the Koran, then the others will have to stop it whether they should say amen or not, because you're not permitted to say amen until bracha levatola. So why create problems for the other people to put on tefillin with a bracha and say balakash? And the Tzaddik says, what do you mean? We're only worried about his bracha. It's only to a bracha of atzolah. What about the bracha of atzolah? That's what the Tzaddik says. You don't say bracha. But you put on tefillin mishkafei, and you don't say bracha. That's like the Rambam. Whenever there's a state of deraisa, you have to do the mitzvah, and you don't say bracha. You have no prayer. Yes.
But it does.
Yeah, if he puts on the tune, let's say, before Kriya Shema, let's say, the dream. The tefillin is the mitzvah of the creation. So we want to have the mitzvah of tefillin. So then the doctor should say the bracha also, and the bracha will not be a hefsek either. Just like the hanukkah of tefillin is not a hefsek, the bracha won't be a hefsek. And the smag at the end of the taisa, the rabbi knows you could see all the zorai. Maybe only the mitzvah itself enhances the tefillah in the kriyas shema, and the bracha does not. The bracha is a separate hakon. Those are the two things.
On the second day of Yom Tov,
yes,
going to the library, if he has a topic on lulav or a topic on anything,
yeah,
does he make the bracha?
On the second day of Yom Tov, probably not.
It's the sake of the Rabbah. It's the sake of the
Rabbah. If a person is an androgynous, dropping his off the table, let's say. Then he's not. It's the sake of the
Rabbah.
Yeah. Not even Mechuyah to do the mitzvah in the first place. Right. Whenever you say sake of the right to the Chumah and the mitzvah, then the Bracha goes along also. You say sake of the right to the Chumah.
The comment of the Rabbah was that the sake of the Yom Tov is the same as the first day.
Imam says only going to get to one Indian. No, not going to get to all of them. Still, first, it's only the Rabbanim. Good enough. Same Achlej, it's right. That's what we thought for like the Rambam, that you put on the tzil without a bracha. Oh, tzil is a problem. You put on tzil 20 times in a day, also say bracha. But then lulav. Person in the shul, think if you shook the lulav or not. And if you did shake the lulav, then you don't shake again a second time a day. Rashi, I'm to disagree with that also. Rashi, in terms of time, it's right. It's just like if you put on tzil. You can put on tzil in the afternoon and say bracha. As many times as you want, you can say bracha. Then you came on mitzvah. So Rashi writes in part, it's the same issue regarding the tzilat lulav. That even if you brought a shuk of lulav that was kosher in the morning, of sukkah, you can shake a lulav 10 times in a day. And every time you say a bracha, every time you shake a lulav, there's a kimam. So we don't talk about that, Rashi. We're talking that menagbei nopet say the first time you shake the yotzei, and then when you pick it up again, that's only a minute chasidus. That's not a kimam. So therefore, you cannot say a bracha the second time. But what if he's mesukkah if he was yotzei the first time? So say that there is a lulav to shake a lulav a second time, but without a bracha. He wouldn't say bracha. That's how we talk. You know, Shemusuki say every night. Shemusuki say bracha. So that wouldn't be a bracha. That would be like silver. That's not a shock. That's a good question. Yes, why is tefillin and tzitzit? Because tefillin and tzitzit are both exceptions to the rule. Even if you hold, you can't say a bracha after having... That's a machlokes, what the din is. What if a person did a mitzvah and he forgot to say the bracha before? Can he say the bracha like last year? But that's not the good story of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the person did a mitzvah and he forgot to say the bracha over last year, so he swore that then he passed on. Hashem also asked him, and it's too late and he cannot say a bracha later. The Sefer of the Ruah quotes that Balei HaTosfos disagrees with the Rambam. They hold that he can't say a bracha after last year. And the other day we talked to Nagi Azarua against the Rambam. The Rambam, I mean, we talked. Ashkenazim talking against the Rambam. We've got him against the Rambam. The Ashkenazim, but the Rambam quote, talking against the Rambam, we talked to Nagi Azarua. That if he didn't say the Rambam, oh, well, he can't say the Rambam. It doesn't mean that I got married 25 years ago and I put up the mezuzahs and I forgot to say a bracha. I thought, oh, I just remind myself now, I'll say a bracha. Lekor mezuzah. That's a little too late. It has to be within reason. Half an hour later, an hour later. But if you already went to sleep and it's a week later or a day later, then it's already too late. It's within reason. Like I shechted it, amen. Instead of saying the bracha over the yosam, I shechted and then I checked the and looked at the suffix. The amen makes it out to be a shaker. That's the other day. Then you said, I shechted the amen. I know in advance that it may well turn out to be a shaker. I have reason to suspect that this animal may be a shaker. If I knew in advance that it's a trace while we're talking, you don't say a bracha. Shkita's tracing in Allah'im, so you don't say a bracha Allah Shkita. And if I have a latest topic that it may turn out to be a trace, so you don't say a bracha beforehand, you check the thing that you think may be the suspicious limbs of the animal, when you see that it's not a trace, but then there are more questions that you do say a bracha. We're talking that you do say a bracha Allah Allah Shkita. And the Rambam holds that you don't say a bracha Allah Allah Shkita. So the question is, Manishtan, according to the Rambam, why is it that the Rambam will also admit, the Rambam knows, he's asking, if you put on tzitzis, even though you didn't say a bracha in advance, you can still say a bracha later on. Oh, the Rambam says, because he's still wearing the tzitzis. So, Tzitzis,
Tzitzis, Tzitzis, Tzitzis,
Tzitzis, Tzitzis, Tzitzis, Tzitzis, Tzitzis, Tzitzis, the fact that he continues to hold us, lead us, Tzitzis, Tzitzis, Tzitzis,
Tzitzis, Tzitzis,
He's still continuing to do not only the key on this. You see, if I put up the mezuzah 25 years ago and it's still up, I still have a key on this, but I'm not doing the mic on this for now. Oh, Masha'ini came to Tzitzis and I'm still wearing it. My body is still engaged, not in the putting on of the talis, but in the wearing of the talis. That's the changing. That's the good argument. I don't know. That's a good point. Why do you say Lamiyah? I think the thing is that you still say, I don't know, that you have a good cash. I think the deal is that you say Lamiyah and you have a good cash, and why should you say Lamiyah and you sit on this one? I put the cash. I don't know. Samika, I think we talked about that person didn't say the bracha on the talis and the tefillin in advance. He put on the talis and the tefillin didn't say a bracha. That's why they stopped down. It's 6 o'clock. It's 2:00. He said the bracha on the talis and the tefillin. He said the bracha on the talis. So the deal is, and he says the bracha later on.
So lechatzila with machmir, like says the quote, it should be mamashmish then.
She says, but that's only lechom of the alma. Mikra Adin, you don't have to be mamashmish. Because Mikra Adin, he's still wearing the tzillin, he's still wearing the talis. Let's say the following case. I put on the mezuzah 25 years ago. I'm supposed to check it every 2 years. Okay. The big case. As I put on the mezuzah last year, and I forgot to say bracha. And I remind myself now that I never said a bracha. To just say bracha now, that for sure is not the proper time. Even though there are more times like the Ozarua, that the other, if you say bracha, lachal afi yosom, that's 15 minutes later, half an hour later, but not a year later, you can't say. So what if I'll touch the mezuzah? So if I take out the cloth and I put it back here, it's 100%, so you can say bracha now, no problem. So what if I just touch the mezuzah as it's hanging on the wall? I'll kiss the mezuzah. Is that good enough? So all the traditional, all the classical talks can say that's no good. That's not a mice. The only reason why the mashmish band helps by talus and tefillin is because you don't even need a mashmish band. Mr. Gurus, as I said, you don't even need a mashmish band. I'm still wearing the talus and the tefillin. It is like a lafiyoto. It is, but by the mezuzah, there's mamish nothing. It's lafiyoto, so it doesn't help. It doesn't help the mashmish band. The Moshe Feinstein has a shver too. The Moshe says that if you put up the mezuzah, if you didn't say bracha, then you should touch the mezuzah and then you can say bracha. So that's true, there are much that contradicts all the traditional stuff. They all say, how many years before? They all say you can do it.
Does it say how long it was when you had it in the Zulu? Is it true to say?
Yeah, a month ago.
A month ago?
Yeah.
No.
Because it says on the door, I have a key on my mitzvah, but there's no mice on mitzvah. You don't say a bracha on a key on my mitzvah. But wearing the tzimun and wearing the talis is a mice on mitzvah. My goof is wearing the talis and the tzimun. I continue to do the mice on mitzvah. I say the bracha before I continue to wear the talis and continue to wear the tzimun. That's not a shayva lafiyasa.
You make
You may be supposed to draw there before, but if you didn't, that's not the shayla of
the answer.
Right, if you're like Rashi, did everybody pick up the Ezra? If you came on this, you can say it's not, because if you're still holding, there's also not the shayla of the
answer.
Tesis comments on the Gemara. The Gemara says in the beginning of Psachim that on Davos, Kolam Zazan, Kolam Mitzvah Kudim Mavach Aleim Avod Asiyasim, except for Lulav. The Gemara says there's two exceptions to the rule. That when a Ger is Mizgair and he says when a Mitzvah, he says the Gemara, he has to be Tesis.
Tilos Yedayim also.
And then Arminig is in Tilos Yedayim also. But the Gemara just says a Ger. A Ger is Tesis when a Mitzvah. So he can't say Kiddush Ranav and Tesis when a Mitzvah. Right. So he can't say Avod Asiyasim. So a Ger is one exception to the rule. And then Igmar says, Lulav, and Tilos Lulav is the other exception to the rule. Igmar says, why? Because Igmar says, how is he going to, what's he going to do? Is he going to say the bracha before he kicks up the Lulav and the asterisk? But so it's a deiver, it's too far in advance. You have to say the bracha immediately before. And once he kicks up the Lulav and the asterisk, say, you're here already. You have no bravery, you have to say the bracha lach about the other.
Pick it up upside down.
That's what the lay is. The Rishonim outsmarted the Gemara. The Rishonim outsmarted the Gemara. So they said you pick it up upside down, you pick it up, you have to go on the Shalolos, it's only 8 years. And now they said, what do you have to buy more, right? What do you have to outsmart the Gemara? The Gemara says you say lach about the other. So it's lach about the other. He says lach about the other. The Rishonim says, what do you mean? Lach about the other? So come down to the Gemara in violation of the Tachonis Tachonim. The answer is it's a little bit of Tegel Asiyot. Because since he didn't do it in Anuim yet, so a little bit of Tegel Asiyot. And the same thing by the Tzvila and the Mikvah also, the Ger, the Tzvila and the Mikvah. So when did you say the Bracha Tov HaViyola? He takes his head up from the water. So it's Mamish Lachal Asiyosim. So it's not in Gansin Lachal Asiyosim. So the Halacha says, the strange Halacha, the Halacha says that when you come out of the Mikvah, you dry yourself off. So the drying yourself off is the Gemara of the Tzvila, the Rabbanan. On the level of the Reis, there is no such thing. So the Rabbanan, when you dry yourself off, that's the Gemara of the Tzvila. The Mayim HaTzvila. That's how the Mishnah, yeah.
Right, the Nida, the same thing about the Nida, when she should make the bracha on that.
That's the Machlokes. Yeah. By a Ger, Avada says the bracha, La'achar Shetovo. And by a Nida, the Machlokes, whether the Nida should say the bracha before she's tabled or after she's tabled. That's the Machlokes in Mishnah. That's the Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. That's why they call from the Shalom that many women have a Nida, that they table twice in the mikveh. And then they say the bracha in between. So the table once, then you say a bracha, and then the table the second time. So if you hold that the bracha should be recited over Lassi Yotam, but before the second two. And if the bracha has to be recited after Lassi Yotam, so it was.
You make with the first
one. Right, it's a seller. How did the Shalom solve the problem? If the first three of the show was good, so how is it over Lassi Yotam of the second three is nothing? It's Lachar Lassi Yotam. You don't satisfy the both opinions. That's what the Shalosh says, that many women have a practice to be disabled twice.
Yeah.
So by the Tzvila Sager also, just like Taisha said, that the Gemara says there's two exceptions to the rule that the Bracha is recited Lachar Asiyasim. The Taisha softens it a little bit. Yeah, yes. And the Tzvila Lulav is not 100% Lachar Asiyasim, it's 85% Lachar Asiyasim. So a little bit disabled Asiyasim, because he didn't do the Nanuim yet. He knows that Nanuim are not Yake, because the technical Tzvila Lulav without Nanuim is Yosei also. But the Mitzvah Bishleimu says Lulav with the Nanui, either Menatarim or the Rapport, whatever it is, the Mitzvah Bishleimu requires Nanui. So it's a little bit of Avalos Yasin. So the same is true regarding the Tzvila Sager. That's true, the Ger was Tzvila already, but you shouldn't think that it's a Legamri Avalos Yasin. Not exactly. It's a little bit of Avalos Yasin because whenever a person is Tzvila in a Mitzvah, there's still something missing. Until he dries off, the Gemara Tzvila is not finishable. But again, so what is this? Rav David Rappaport has in his paper, Rappaport died in the Second World War when they ran away from the Nazis, so they went to Siberia, and he died of malnutrition. He said a shiur in Rabbi Chanan Yeshiva, Rabbi Chanan Vassan in Yeshiva in Baranovich.
He wrote a sefer. He was an enemy of Rabbi Kibbeh, and he wrote a sefer Ha'aretz and Chilas Rabbi Kibbeh that's called the Tzemach Zodesh. So Rabbi Chana Basman was so inspired, by that sefer, so gewaldig, he hired him to be the top Rosh Yeshiva above him, Sagan Si. He never met him. He hired him to be the top Rosh Yeshiva. Then it turned out he made a Mekach Torah. He studied so much, no one understood what he was talking about. So he went for his interior. He was one of the biggest Rosh Yeshivas. If there, it took a while, it took a long while, and some of them got used to his stuttering, and they learned to enjoy Yeshiva. He was a big word. So he wrote in addition to that first paper, and he was a Bachar also. Rabbi Chana didn't realize he was single. He didn't visualize the guy would be single. He took him, and he stuttered, and he was single. And then later on he got married. So he, and he was terribly absent-minded. That's the one they say. He used to walk in the streets of Baranovich preparing the shiurim, and he would bump into the lamppost and he would say, I'm shiurim. And the Talmidim say, they remember the way he was here. He was preparing, he was walking in the street, always thinking and learning. He didn't know what was going on. Not in a different world. So he wrote Svarim, he wrote Meiridika Svarim. On Kutchin and on Taurus and on Drum. Very good Svarim. So he explains in the Sefer on Taurus, he explains that the Mitzvah Shalom, he quotes from the Gemara Chagiga, and the Shnai is like that. The Mitzvah Shalom, that when a person is studying about the Mitzvah, you know, there once he submerged under the water, the Tzila is finished. And the Rabbanan, the Halacha says that until he dries his body off, the Tzila is not yet completed. Might not convene it. What's an Akhimiya? We have a din with the Rabbanan that in the Mishnah is in Chagiga, in the third term of Chagiga, in the Chayim of Bakhtadish, there is certain din atar and no tefillah needs kavana. Let's say this kli was coming, it fell into the mikveh. A person was coming, a man, a woman, a child, someone fell into the mikveh. And then they jumped out of the mikveh and they take a lachem and a person falls into a lake, into a river. So min atar, the tefillah is oila. And with the Rabbanan, there were certain cases by Truman, by Kutchin, when you need kavana, that the tefillah has to be with kavana. So what if the person fell into the mikveh, the person was circled in the mikveh with kavana to become tohar, for chulin, and then later on they decide, no, they want to eat truma, they want to eat kutchim, they want to eat maitesheni, whatever. So is that good or not? That you have to have kavana over la siyasa? So the Gemara says, the famous is tesestis, he says, that if you have kavana, l'shem, whatever, truma, kutchim, before you drive yourself off, then it's good. And if you had the kavana after you dried yourself off, it's not good. Up until the time that you dry your body off, the tefillah is not finished with the rabbanim. And after it, there is no such thing as the rabbanim. The Gemara has by the tefillah of Zion like that. That's what Taisa says. That our practice is, we follow Taisa, that you wash the tefillah of Zion and then you say the bracha afterwards. But Taisa says, but mamish lachar atiyasam, so it's in violation of the din, arrival atiyasam, so Taisa says, the Gemara says in the first parak in Saito, the ha'echel b'lid nigu is for somebody bread without drying his hand, he'll ha'echel lechem tamen. Why? Because the nigu, the drying off of the hand, makes it denied up to the tzimah kezayim. That's, you shouldn't think that that's a separate thing. No, that's the same by your tzimah the mikveh. By your, the tzimah kezayim is the same as tzimah the mikveh. They tied it after that. There it's only the rabbanon also, but tzimah the mikveh is only the rabbanon. That's how the Tzemach Zodesh explains the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Yumeh, and the Mishnah in Parah says about the Kohen is Tzavel and the Mikveh, so it says all of it is Tzavel. The Tzavel and the Mikveh, then he comes out and he drives himself off. So that's right in there. What's the significance of saying that he drives himself off? So the Mishnah Malach has a famous comment. He says that if you don't dry your body off and you put on the Big Tikkunah, the water droplets will be a chatzitzit in between the body and the Big Tikkunah. Just like if you have dirt or something, it's a chatzitzit. If you have droplets of water, it'll be a chatzitzit. So that's when the Mishnah Melech says, let's say a person wakes up in the morning and he takes a shower, if he doesn't dry his hair off and he puts on tefillin, a chashash, that the droplets of water may be a chatzitzit in between the tefillin and his body. He has to dry off his hair well, because all the dinim of chatzitzit by tefillin, the Rishon and the Rai, and the Gemara, and Zrochim about chatzitzit by Bibliqun. That's how the Mishnah Melech says, Pshat, that all of this topic is that the hair, the droplets, no, the hair is part of the body. Unless it's long, he has it over here, he puts it over there. The stair should love him coma, that's a chassid. But the stair from coma is not a chassid. So the Nishma Melo says that the reason why the Nishma says all of it is topic is that the droplets of water should not constitute a chassid. So the Tzemach Zodesh, like Takashe,
But the Mishnah in Parah talks about the Kohen being tabled in the mikvah and drying himself off when he makes the paraduma. When he makes the paraduma, he doesn't wear big tikkunah. He's not wearing the tikkunah. So why do he have to dry himself off? What's hatisa? What's hatisa? He's wearing plain old begadim. So why does it say there, all of them are static? He says, no, the shat is his. Until he finishes drying himself off, the tefillah is not completed. And therefore, when he gets to wash, no upkeil. That the din that the Rabbanah that requires the tefillah should be l'shem paradum, or l'shem kotshim, or l'shem achilas ma'zisheni, or l'shem achilas truma, he has time. Even if he didn't have this kavanah oibol afiyotim before he was tabled, he always still has time until he dries himself off.
Can he change his mind?
Change his mind? To cancel? No, I don't think. To a higher degree. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. Let's say he fell into the mix, fell into the river and he didn't have any kavanah. Or he was able to intending to eat kulin. And then he comes out and he decides what kind of kulin he wants to eat a kompensa. Yeah. So as long as he changes his mind before he drives himself off, it's the favorite perceptor, that is good. So you see that the gemara of the tefillah is to try drying himself off. Like the gemara of the tefillah is to die, he's drying off the hand.
If
a man wages to pay, yes. Ramosha has the truth about that. If a man wages to pay to Hatisa, Ramosha says, depends on two kinds of to pay. If it says in Shulchan Aruch like that, that it's a Hatisa. It says in Shulchan Aruch that it's a Hatisa. He says if there's one day in Rishonim that the din of chatzitza is only by shalyat, by shalosh there's no din of chatzitza. Unless, let's say, I'll have a Russian hat, I have a big felt hat, and I'll put the tefillin on top of the hat, and I won't even feel the tefillin. But if I have, let's say, a yarmulke, and I put the tefillin on top of the yarmulke, so there's one opinion that that's not a chatzitza, because the hat can feel it. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that we don't fashion like that, that a man should not put the tefillin on top of the tzutzei, because it's a chatzitza. So then Moshe has a jury, says, I'm not one more in, and it's a tilkei, then when he goes to sleep, he takes it off and he puts it on his nightstand. But if, let's say, he has it attached to the edge, it's a mummy's bottle that got me the book, it's a glue gun, cemented onto the end. So then Moshe claims that it's not a chatzitza.
Moshe
says it's not a chatzitza. Got to see what it's or not. The Shaila is the Gabi Tzvila is better. The Kasha that the Talmidim is asking about Moshe Tzvila is like this. If a person has a toupee or anything attached to the body and then he's taken in the mixture, that's not so good. That's a miyut she'ein ha-matzis. It's a miyut of the surface of the body. The water comes to the whole body. So whatever it is, whatever has to toupee, whatever is only covering miyut of the body and it's ein ha-matzis. He doesn't want to remove it. I don't know. He wants to leave it. But as far as Tzvila is concerned, the whole Shalosh is on the thing. So that's cool though. So the din is, if you have a chatzitza, let's say I have a chatzitza on my body, the whole body is only smeared with mud. And the minute I'm doing it, no one is mocking. So the mark says that's no good. The mark says that's no good. If you have rubai, they ain't a mocking, then it's only a chatzitza, and there are a chatzitza out there. What if you have kubai? What if the entire body is full of chatzitza? So then the mark says in Yavamis, and that's why it says, if you have kubai, then even if you ain't a makbid, it does come to do a chatzitza in the That's what the Talmidim asked against Rav Moshe's children. How can he say that if a person has a tefillah that's cemented onto his head, that then there's no chatzitza to do? That's what Rav Moshe passed, there's no chatzitza. So the doctor asked, how can it be? That's cool. The whole Sharosh is on top of the chatzitza. It's not just that it's rubo, it's mamish cool.
It's
not because the shalyad is not a hadith. Maybe.
Okay.
I assume that Moshe must have some halach. I don't know.
So the man can't take it off. I don't understand.
The shalyad is he allowed to put it on the first place. No, he won't be able to fulfill that. That's the shalyad. So Moshe says, you're allowed to. Moshe, you can cement it on, and it's not a hadith. Because they don't have to, therefore...
Would it be the same thing as having a false tooth? Or contact lens going to make or anything else?
There are two kulas there. First of all, that's a miyut. So chatzitza and a miyut is only with the rabban to begin with. Secondly, that's in the beis hasodes. It's inside the mouth. So the thing doesn't require that you should open your mouth when you're tefillin in the mikveh. But still, if you have a chatzitza in the mouth, it ruins the tefillah. The many paskim hold, and that's a rov of the achrayim paskim, that a chatzitza inside the mouth to begin with is only with the rabban. Chatzitza in the beis hasodes is only with the rabban. Chatzitza holds not. The first of chatzitza inside the mouth is their right. But right in Paschim, like the Rishon, like the other Rishon, the Rashba, the Chatzitza in the Beis HaSodes is only up on. That's the system we're going to do. Sounds like Thursday night here. Let's go back. We're learning over here. Nahama, what happened? The Gemara tells the story. Let's start it again. We're learning brachas. The Gemara says that on one occasion, the Shliach brought the tefillin after the Zvat Krishna. The Rav had no bearer, so he had to say Kriya Shma Bizvana. And then he didn't get the Shmoneh Esrei yet, so the Shliach gave him the tefillin, so he put on the tefillin before the Shmoneh Esrei. So he asked him putting on the tefillin, the pausing to put on the tefillin, and the putting on the tefillin, the Maisa Das Ha'Efsei, that for sure enhances the davening, or enhances the Kriya Shma. So that for sure is not Efsei, the Machlokes, the Tzeis is raised, but that's clear anymore. Machlokes is the Gavi de Brocha. So the first opinion in Tzeis seems so that you can even say Brocha. Why? Because the Brocha is the Rabbanan and enhances the mitzvah tefillin. But there are also cleanses. Didn't you want to wear tzumas? You want to be kind of the mitzvah, and the broth is part of the mitzvah, so therefore it's not a hefzer. And at the end of the Tosfos, they quote from their smag, from their Rav Moshe Mikutsi, the Balas smag, that the broth would be a hefzer. The point of the smag, what should you do? Is after you put on the tefillin, don't say a broth, and then you say a broth after you finish davening Shmoneh Esrei. After the Shmoneh Esrei, you say a broth. It's a little bit love that the Tosfos says, Alach Shmoneh Esrei, and the Mash Mishmeh, and the Baruch Alein. It's something that means you have to talk to him, no? The Shmara says you're not supposed to talk in between Shmara and Shmara and talk to him either. It's something you have to talk to him either. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch has it. Yeah. If you got it, if they brought you the Tzum before Ishtava. Yeah. If they just told them that they brought you the Tzum before Shmara, but they say now, they say a Brocha then, but say the Brocha after the Shmara. No, he says Shomayah Ki'olim. When I pay attention, if the Chazan says Kadosh, 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 out loud. A lot of Chazan don't say Kadosh, it just says you must come with your mate. So then it doesn't say to stay there like a gunner. You won't accomplish anything. But if your Chazan and your shul says Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch Hu Hashem and Kol Baruch Hu, you know, he says all the stuff like that. So paying, Rashi says, that's how he passed in the living room like that.
The item says they don't have the mind to be mighty to me. I'm not the item of the fact that the guy next to me says Kadosh.
The Chazan has a mind to be mighty to everybody. He's supposed to have a mind to be mighty to the people. We hope, yeah. The Chazan is supposed to have a mind what he's supposed to be doing, namely to be mighty to everybody. He's supposed to be mighty to those in the middle of Shemana Asher.
Well, Ray, what if your neighbor has
Kadosh? Okay, so he says Shemana Asher with that. Okay. If I know for sure, he has a mind to be mighty. So that din, that Shemaya, Ki'oine, when I pay attention, is considered as if I'm yoked, as if I have said Kedusha, the Tosfos raises the objection, why shouldn't that be added? Yeah. That's the thing. So the thing is that that's what you do. The Tosfos not mistake. Yeah, we just said like this. If I'm in the middle of the Brocha, Atta Kodesh, Shem Kol Kodesh, and my Tfilah Balachash, and then the Chazan gets the Kedusha, and I'll be Shemaya, Ki'oine, and Kedusha, so the Kedusha will be in Koma, where it belongs, in the middle of the Brocha, of Atta Kodesh. But if I'm in the middle of a different rock on the Shemoneh Esrei, that's what faith is here. Why not say the Shemoneh Esrei should make a hefzer? Fulfilling the mitzvah of Kedusha in a different rock on the Shemoneh Esrei should have been considered a hefzer, that's a kasha. You don't know exactly what the terrorist is. He's asking if that's what you do. Yeah, but I didn't say Dachman
yet.
But I'm not, that's what I'm asking. I'm not supposed to be about to give you a
Unless
it's something very urgent, but normally you have to wait till after the top.
Let's see again the Tosfos. So the beginning of the Tosfos they say about Talmud also. First they say about Tefillin. Mutar on the Tefillin means with a bracha. They can Google the two. You put on the Tefillin instead of bracha. They Google the two. V'chein the Talmud, that's the Chiddush number two. Here's number one, that you say bracha on the Tefillin. The Chiddush number two is that you put a Talmud on also, and you look at and Google the Tefillin, and you say bracha. So you start with the Tosfos. You say bracha on the Talmud. V'chein Matzino, a Maitre Shahoy, that one of the Balei HaTosfos did. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Tanakh. It's for the Yehuda. It's one of the Balei HaTosfos. Shol Achacha Taviso.
You also had the same job where the Rav had a
spirit. Rav fired his Shamas, and this Balei HaTosfos got stuck with the same God. Shol Achacha Taviso. He sent the Shamas to bring him a Talmud. Vishoho HaShaliyah. And the Shamas didn't bring him the Talmud. It's for Korah Kriyashma. He had no burial. He had to say Kriyashma. It's coming from my Kriyashma. He said Kriyashma with the brachas. Then finally the God like brought him this Talmud before the Shemoneh Esrei. And he started the Taliso in between Gula and Tila. And he said the bracha. And they started the teachers. And then he said Shemoneh Esrei. The Gomer Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't mean that he put another Talmud in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and he concluded. The Gomer means he said the whole Shemoneh Esrei from the beginning to the end. He put on the talus with the bracha in between Gula and Tila, and then he said the Shemoneh Esrei. The heavy right in the halacha, now he's the Rav. This is Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Yehuda, this is Baal HaTosfos, he brought the rice in the Gemara. But you see, the Rav put on Tefillin in between Gula and Tila with a bracha al pi pashtus, so what did he with the talus? He put on the talus also. The Koma comes and says, yes, so how is the Tefillin the talus? It's not exactly a tushtel. A Tefillin on the Yach that Rav put on Tefillin with a bracha. But it doesn't necessarily follow that you put on a talus with a bracha. What's the chiluk? Because the Gemara says Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim Shlema is what you should put on tefillin before and say Kriyat Shema with the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because tefillin enhances Yirat Shemayim in the whole week of Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Yirat Shemayim. But talus is an underzak. Why do we put on a talus when we daven? Well, what does it mean? Well, Tosfos says, Mi'ikaradin, you're not obligated to put on tzitzis unless you happen to be wearing a four-cornered garment. There is no halacha that says you're mechuyav to go buy a four-cornered garment and put on tzitzis. Huh? It doesn't really. It doesn't really. If you have it. If you have to do, then you're reasonable, you have to see.
That's part
of it. You don't have a four-corner garment.
I was also on the telephone.
Yes. So why, yes. The Taisa says it enhances the Shemoneh Esrei. How does it enhance the Shemoneh Esrei? There is a din, Hikam Likras Elokecha Yisrael. That's a pasuk. So the Gemara in the first paragraph in Shabbos, I think we learned it. We're going to learn Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara in the first paragraph in Shabbos quotes that pasuk. And when you daven, the person has to have beautiful clothing on. You shouldn't daven with his pajamas on. That's the person is such a choler that it's too difficult to get dressed. So that's the thing. Well, the proper thing is that the person is supposed to dress with a suit and a tie and everything to be fully dressed. God, mind on the family, you should dress properly. So part of the deal of dressing properly is that you should put on a talus.
Yeah.
Why single people don't wear a talus? A shere minig. What? The first thing that they should?
It's like you even talus
lachah, you see a talus. Yeah, they quote a medrash like that. That it says the part you could even talus lachah is written next to the part of Gav Kika Chishish. That shows that you only wear six and say, if they stay on the medrash. There is such a medrash. Also, that's a medrash also. That's a medrash in the beginning of Kairach, I think. Medrash on the beginning of Pasha Kairach says, because the end of Pasha Shlach has about 50. And then Pasha Kairach speaks about, the medrash speaks about the wives of Kairach Adonis, that they gave the husbands talit. The medrash mentions it, that the minig is that the talit gives the husband, the father-in-law gives the husband a talit. Huh? Yeah, yeah, the medrash makes something about the fact that the father-in-law gave the talis to the son-in-law. Something like that. Right.
Right.
in the Shekhanate quoted like that. Shekhanate called the Sefer, says the Machlekes are Rishonim.
Other Rishonim.
Now the Sefer is a Machlekes, what he said, Bracha. On the Sefer, and on the Sefer.
Every Rishon could be telling you what you do afterwards. In other words, you're ready to put on a palace and still on the right thing, then you don't have to make a Bracha even later on. He comes to tell you that you should make
the Torah after. No, you can argue. He says, beginning of the day, he says, there's a right in here. And Moshe Likutsi says, I feel the Mikar in Ryan. There's no right.
Oh, right.
They said, there is a right. He says, no right. No right. Maybe put it on without a bro. You're right. What you're bringing up, and Shekhan also bring up, it's the only thing that's clear from the Gemara is that putting on tefillin is not a hefsek. It doesn't say putting on, maybe putting on tefillin is already a hefsek, really broken. Putting on tefillin could be a hefsek. And maybe reciting the bracha of the tefillin is a hefsek. They're two shaylos. That's what Tosha brings up all the time. So Tosha wants to make such a distinction. What do they say? That maybe was the only reason why we wear the talis. The only reason why we wear the talis during tefillah is because of hachonas hagadah. He's only considered a kaddish. You have to be beautifully dressed. You have to dress nicely. So beautiful malbush is a talis. But the reason why you wear the talis is because of the mitzvah of tzitzis. No, because it's a beautiful beggar. A nice, beautiful beggar. Or the Sefer Kabbalah points out that the pasuk in Daniel describes the vision that he had of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an old man with long white hair. The Sari Ketlach Iver, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's hair was white as snow. And Levushei Ka'amar Noka, I think the Loshon says. I think the Malbush, he had a vision of the Rebbeinu Shlomo with the long white hair and with a beggar that was white. Amar Noka, he had clean Semenoki. So the Mekubalim say, Sefer Hasidim quotes this, the Mekubalim, that it means they had a vision of the Rebbeinu Shlomo wearing a talis. Apparently in the days of the Bali Ratzon, days of the Rishonim, there was a common practice that the people used to daven every day, but they didn't like to all week long. And they didn't wear talis. They only wore talis on Shabbos. That's, Some didn't wear because they were sick and other stam on result of digging with film. So the smart writes in his abdomen that he took it upon himself as his job to go around and dash into all the communities in Germany that they should be careful about the mitzvah of film. So he had a mitzvah film campaign. He tried to convince the Balabatan that they should wear film. And the Talmud says they've exceeded his right. So he used to get with this white garment on, and the white garment is assumed to be the talis, and you know that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is begging if you don't wear it. So why do we wear a talis when we daven Shemayin Esrei? Because of the mitzvah tzitzis. Now the mitzvah tzitzis, we get it because the mitzvah tzitzis enhances on Yiras Hashemayim. So then the name of it enhances the Kabbalah Tamach Hashemayim Shrein or Kriya Shemayim Shema. But why do we wear a talis? Because the mitzvah tzitzis enhances, not the mitzvah tzitzis. The beggar of tzitzis is a beautiful beggar. It's the beggar of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Okay, why do we wear one of the mitzvahs? That's the question. Okay, I don't know exactly. But why do we wear the beggar of tzitzis? Because if he comes with a lekach yisrael, so that even if you say that the bracha enhances the mitzvah, we're not interested in the mitzvah of tzitzis. The bracha of tefillin enhances the tefillin. That's what we want. We want to have a mitzvah of tefillin mishlei lusa because the tefillin will enhance our kabbalah and amach shemayim. But the talis doesn't enhance, the mitzvah tzitzis doesn't enhance the baguette. The wearing a fancy baguette enhances the tzitzis. Right, they can put on the talis, but they say that since you want to put it on there, but you can say the bracha also, that doesn't necessarily follow. Because we're not interested in tzitzis because of the mitzvah tzitzis. We're interested in the baguette is a nice baguette. A nice fancy beggar. If you have a different beggar, then it would also be fancy like that, you also wear it. Except that the beggar of Tzitzis has a plus, it has a special mitzvah. This is the beggar of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, this is Tzitzis Tanach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is wearing that. Special, special beggar. But it's a beggar, that has a mitzvah Tzitzis. So the mele, there's no room to say that the brother is Mamash Hesbik. That's how the Balei HaTzitzis want to say, you call from Yeshua Chalik, the instrument, the talis, Rikas Kriyashma Utsila Shaykhid Tzilin. The mitzvah Tzilin enhances the Kabbalah Tamar Hashemayim. Could you all know the Tzavah Tzilin may read a Shekha the Atzmo? We'll learn anymore. If a person recites Kriyashma without having put on Tzilin before, It's as if he's testifying falsely against the Rabbanu Shalom. Serious Ba'atma does mean on himself. Ba'atma means Vaday. Against Hashem, Shetiva Sehukare. Shetiva. What does it mean? Kiva Meirei Sheka Biatma. The verse is one of the Kriyashma, without wearing Thrillin, is Ki'ilu made Eda Sheker about Hashem. Ba'atma doesn't mean on myself. On his, that's how Rashi almost said. Rashi says, Kiva Meir Eda Sheker. You see the Rashi 10 lines from the bottom of the down. Kiva Meir Eda Sheker Biatma Mishna Ma'alya. The Lush in the Kiya, but it really means Kiva Meir Eda Sheker against Hashem. And if the guy's saying it's all baloney. He says, Krishma, you gotta wear Thrillin, doesn't wear Thrillin. So he's making fun of the whole parasha. He's not there, still he doesn't let go. He says, I don't believe in the Sivu, he doesn't believe in the whole thing. See, the Meir HaShek of the Atma is a belief there. Really, it's a Losh and Nekir. It's a euphemism. It really means Kineger HaShem. But that's what Tejas also says. Kineger Meir HaShek of the Atma is serious, but Atma should Sivu. As if he's testifying falsely against Hashem, Shul Koy Vahad at the top of the Lord, Koy Yadecha, but oh yeah, he said you got to put on Kineger and he's not right to him. So it's if he says, he doesn't believe in the whole thing. Oh, that's a kasha. What if a person is sick and he's forbidden to wear tefillin? So he says he shouldn't say kriyashma. So the Magen Avraham says, what do you do on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the Magen Avraham says, what do you do Shabbos and Yom Tov? What do you do Talai where you don't wear tefillin? So he says, whenever you don't wear it, so it's understood, I'm going to wear tefillin. When his man comes, that I have to wear tefillin. But if his man is that I'm supposed to and I'm not, then you have the problem. Exactly. Well, you're supposed to. So Tosfos says like this. Kriyashma, it's crucial that you should have the mitzvah tefillin, that you shouldn't be made a sheker connected to Hashem. Tefillin, nami. And for davening shma, it's also crucial that you should have the mitzvah tefillin, and therefore the tefillin the Shlomo says with the bracha also. Why? Tefillin, nami. Davening shma, it's also important that tefillin can be amaran. As the Gemara says, the lotion, carry kriyashma, or mispala. The Gemara says, you put on tefillin, you say kriyashma, you daven, so you can follow the mamashman shlem. Abul Tzitzis is a different story. Why do we wear Tzitzis? Not for the sake of the Mishnah of Tzitzis. It's a nice beged. Tzitzis is a beautiful clean beged, and it's called Hikam Likra Shalakach Yisro. So even if you want to put on towers, you don't say bracha. The bracha will enhance the mitzvah, but it's not going to enhance the Hikam Likra Shalakach Yisro. The bracha makes it into a fancy beged. It's just as fancy without the bracha. Abul Tzitzis, Tzitzis. Shein Alecha, it's a talis, what does it mean? The Yesh Lo, you know how the Machlek is in it off, Machlek is on the right, whether Tzitzis is Chayvus Mane, or Tzitzis is Chayvus Gavon. My Nachimina, where they play Kupsa, Achayom and Tzitzis, what happened? I become Tzitzis in the draw. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's Chayvus Gavon, not a Chayvus Mane. What it says to say that Tzitzis is Chayvus Talis? So they're not using it in the same language that the Gemara uses. The Gemara says, if it's a Chayvus Mane, if you possess a four-cornered garment and it's sitting in the drawer, play Kupsa, you're very chayvus with it, even if you're not wearing it. This is moved in a different way. Chayvus talis means
if you wear it.
If you wear it.
If you have it. That's what Taisus means. Taisus is using different language. Chayvus gavra in Taisus language means an absolute obligation. You have to do the mitzvah. Chayvus talis means it's a conditional mitzvah. If you have a four-cornered garment, then you'll wear it to wear it. If you don't have a four-cornered garment, if you don't possess it, you're not wearing it, then you don't wear it. They're proving that it's unrelated, because it's a conditional mitzvah. But man is unrelated, right? El Chomadei. But the whole Chayvus Mana, Chayvus Gavra, it's still conditional. It's only if you have the garment, or if you're wearing the garment. But if you don't even have it, you don't wear it, you don't have it, so for sure you're not moving. This approves their point. Abu Tzitzis, El Chayvus HaTalus, what do we mean that it's Chayvus HaTalus? Shemiesh HaTalus Chad, Yimei Lopata, it's a conditional Chiyus. So how can you say that enhances the Chabolos HaMachshman? You're not Chiyus to wear Tzitzis. Dr. Why do we wear Tzitzis? You got Mechuyev, why do we wear Tzitzis? It's mine, I think, or... The Chabarai Bahamut, the Chabarai, that's what Tzitzis says. And how do you know that you should do such a thing? The Tzitzis quote, the Gemara says at the end of the first parish in Shaita, why did Moshe Rabbeinu cry so much and he wanted to go there to Israel? Because he left the Syria with his very Mitzvah. What did he need? He wanted to sit by the Mediterranean there. What did he do? And he says, no, he wanted to become a Chayim in the Mitzvah. He wanted to do the Mitzvah to Israel. The Tzitzis says, Akasha, if you live in Chutzot, you don't have a Chayim. Okay. You can be admired, that it's a mere chassidus, that you should put yourself into a situation, into a condition where you become a chassidus. So therefore the Baal Yatai just says, yeah, but those tzaddikim and chassidim and anshei maizan and majega, Moshe Rabbeinu, they should go out of their way, stand on their heads, and become, make themselves a chassidus. But so the same, how do we come to Moshe Rabbeinu? That's what the half of the Baal Yatai just says. And now they have the Baal HaTayr to say, no, you see, from that Gemara, that everyone should put himself into the situation, not only like Rabbi Elazar, every Jew should put himself into a situation.
So the same thing to go out to just like Moshe Rabbeinu.
Why do we should say
this? It's your life, it's been clear. Just like we buy a
dollar. So why do we go out of our way to
buy a dollar and buy a ticket?
To buy a ticket, a one way ticket. The Gemara is not telling us. The Gemara is not telling us. The Gemara says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu decide to go to Eretz Yisrael? That's what the truth is. But the truth is, Moshe says, no, he wants to fulfill the Mishnah of Leibor. What's the Gemara Shabbat? He wants to live in Eretz Yisrael because it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But you have to say he wanted for that sake, for this sake. The mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael without the Mishnah of Leibor. Why only when they were all about it? There's no homage. Everything has to live in their life. There's a decision to leave Eretz Yisrael. They were all on their way. So they were traveling in the midst of 40 years and they were about to enter. Then Eretz Yisrael says, you're going to die here. They said, don't let me die. Yeshua, everybody's going to go into Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvah. I want to go also to live in Eretz Yisrael. Like it says in the mitzvah in the Torah, to live in Eretz Yisrael. What's the Gemara say? It's Neiman, the Sabbath Moshe Rabbeinu, to live in Eretz Yisrael. You want to do the mitzvah like everyone was about to do the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. You want to do like everybody was... He already had the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael when he lived in Eretz Yisrael. Could be. Bahrain talked about that, Shai. And they give different tools. Some of them want to say that by Lazim, Kahanim Lazim does not mix with Kahanim Lazim does not mix with the living answer because why not with Chemin Bar? Hello, Kahanim Lazim, I wrote the hook. They did get, that's what they kind of, they did get. Ori Halzim, the Memchas Ori Halzim, the Lazim did get. They didn't get together like a shaven, but they got scattered all over the place. What do you mean by not with Chemin Bar? Shver is tikkun gemara. Another say that the whole purpose of living in Eretz Yisrael is to shver to say it's only for the purpose of fulfilling this Mitzvah Bor. That's not because this is not so. Others say that the whole purpose of living in Eretz Yisrael is in order to lead a life of more Yerushalayim. And the gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu had already all the Yerushalayim in the world.
Yeah,
yes, and then you have the kasha. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu want to go there to just build a Beit HaMikdash? I mean, what gives the other explanation? Shver gemara. Okay. So what does Taisa say again? Abul tzitz hashem elokai b'stalus, a conditional mitzvah. What does it mean? Shiyesh lo talus chai v'nei lo potami tzitzis, v'yokul etu kriyash mabaloi tzitzis. The vada da avi hafsok, it's a sad rock on the tzitzis, shin vada be hafsik, and even putting on the talus may be hafsik. Even putting on the talus may be hafsik. Shabarach has to make compromises over here. That to put on different places. So they say sometimes you're allowed to put on simon with a bracha, but to put on talus only without a bracha. But put on the talus is hikon likras of a kaveh Yisrael. We want to have a fancy malbush, but not that the mitzvah tzitzis enhances kriya shma tzvila. The beggar of tzitzis. So the beggar of tzitzis is the same beggar with or without a bracha. But the tzvila is the mitzvah tzvila. The mitzvah tzvila is back in hand when you say the bracha. But that's why the hachro and shulchan aruch comes out that sometimes you put on tzvila with a bracha. In certain places in the talus you put on a bracha. The rabbi made a motion to keep the yom zafir mikamein right. There's no right that you said bracha on anything. The matzah, not even on the tzvila. The matzah lemein, he lich tzvila b'lay bracha. The last one after is the matzah neshtem lechumre, he touched the tzvila. And then he said the bracha like we do all the time. When you daven it's early minyan. Shagam, but b'chach yisagi, it's enough to be the matzah neish to enable you to say the bracha like a ratzi yosem. Why? Because it's really still like a ratzi yosem. You're still wearing the talus, you're still wearing the tefillin later. It says, Mamish, I'm not yet. The whole mamashmish is only the chumah. I didn't even say they brought on the talus and the chumah without mamashmish. But they're still wearing it. So go off, he's sad, he's a god, who's on the side of the talus, they should have been to Nofer. When his hands are dirty, he's not allowed to say, Broch, so let him put on the talus, Broch, I should eat on your dog, and after he washes his hands and he's permitted to say, Broch, he mash me, he's a talus, so on the bar, and he's a bad thing.
Why should he be able to take a talus when he's not to do it? Soon
he's not allowed to have it in the shul, not the talus, the talus does not have to be shul. Talus is tashmish and nitzvah. Soon is tashmish and nitzvah, so you have to treat it with more respect. Okay. That's the Gemara. That's last week. Now we got to start this week. That was last week's Gemara. The Rav, the Gemara says, the Rav, on one occasion, the Shliach of Udi Obis, the Gabbai brought him the tefillin late. And he had to say, Kriyash Mabichon, the Sabbath Mabichon, he had no bread. they said the Kriyat Shema, and then he put on the tefillin, and then he davened Shema Esrei. So Tosfos says today, when he put on the tefillin, and he's in Gula the tefillin, did he say the brach on the tefillin or not? And then Tosfos says, right to today is, are you permitted to put on a talis there? And then right to today is, hinting to him that you're permitted to put on a talis, or are you permitted to say brach on the talis? There are all the different things on Machlokes. Okay, we're two lines from the bottom of the dial. You dial on the base. Second line from the bottom. Or my rulo. Call our correct Kriyashma, but let's fill in. If a person said, if a person has tefillin, and he doesn't bother to put on the tefillin before he says the Kriyashma, by Davin and Shachris, it may be the Shekha be Atzmo. The Rashi and Taisha said, it's a Lishna Malia, it's a euphemism. He was made the Shekha Kenegar after his brother. As if he says, I don't believe it. He's laughing at the whole thing, he doesn't believe in the whole mitzvah. He said, you gotta take, you gotta put on tefillin, he's not wearing tefillin. And we don't, most of the Rishon Paschim against that time. Most of the Rishon Paschim in Atayra, Lila is Man Shilin. It's only the Rabbanon, because Lila is Man Shino, so it's a the Rabbanon, Shem Yishin Bahem, the Shem Yafiach Bahem. You're not allowed to sleep with Shilin on Shem Yafiach Bahem, and Shilin Sikhin Guf Noki. It's also to do a Hasokhe with the Shilin. So whenever you're not permitted to, let's say Shabbos and Yosef, you don't have Shilin, so that's not Eid HaShek. Mangan Abram says, you should have in mind that someday you'll wear the Shilin. You have to have a mind though. Mogan Ram says, when you say Shat Malos Al Yedecha on Shabbos, you should have a mind. If I lie with my mind, you should have a mind. When the time will come, I'll put it on. Even though now I'm not wearing the tefillin, when the time will come. You say, why shouldn't you insist that you have to have a mezuzah? Some of the mezuzah is also conditional mitzvah. If you own a house, that's chayv a mezuzah, then you have it. Tefillin is an absolute obligation. Tefillin is what Taisha calls a chayv al gavra. A mezuzah is a conditional mitzvah. If you own a house that has a doorway that people go through, then you have the mezuzah. If you don't own a house, you're not mechuyav. So a conditional mitzvah, you can't say, made out of shekel the atzma. I don't have the conditions. The mess to be obligated in the mezuzah. But tefillin is absolutely mechuyav. Okay, and nothing else. Okay. Where did he build that? Did he run a fire? The Rabbanan, we passed to the Shulchan Aruch that a rented house is chayv in the Rabbanan. Rented house is chayv in the Rabbanan, and if you own the house, then you chayv in a fire. So the Pesuk says, Asach mom zudin beit techo, so we shall recho, shall cho. So there are 2 days in Tosfos, and that's how he's asking it. And if it belongs to you, the chayv is zudin beit techo. It doesn't belong to you, it's all in the Rabbanan. That's Rav Kook's first father-in-law. Rav Kook married the daughter of a great Goyim, the Aderet. And then she died, and then he married another one. So his first father-in-law was a great Goyim. He was a Rav in here, the Rav in Panadis. And later he was a Rav in Yerushalayim. He died in Yerushalayim, the Aderet. But there was a Yod, Rabinovich, the oldest. He had a twin brother. The family name is Rabinovich. But because he had a twin brother, Binyamin, so they became known as Rabinovich Stone. And that's how he met. And he was known by his Russian papers, Aderet. The Yod, Rabinovich Stone. So he wrote an interesting little kunshus, very strange, some people consider it very strange. He wrote an autobiography of his Midas Chassidus to leave over for his children, that they should know, Nach to Matam Zayin Midas Chassidus. So he writes all the different things that he had. So one of the things that he had was, he could never afford to buy a home. He wasn't very rich. And then also, Rabbi Mir, Rabbi Solomon, he could never afford to buy a home, so he used to rent. So he was bothered renting a home as only a chiv and chiv and the Rabbanan. To buy a home is minatayrit. But he always wanted to buy a home to be machnis himself into the situation that he should be mechuyav. So how's he going to buy a home? So when he used to pay the rent to the landlord, he used to tell him, I want to be kind of the house and I'll sell him and also have to. Because the din is that you need shalachem and the first day, 2 days of sukkah, you need shalachem to be a lulav. But everyone, not everyone can afford to buy a lulav. So when you take someone else's lulav, you don't say lend me, you don't say rent me a lulav or lend me a lulav. You say give me a lulav, he wants it back. Matana maslachas, you see if you have a matana maslachas, it's called shalachem, the yeshiv is called shalachem. So that was his kumra, he writes, that he used to always, when he paid the rent, he made up with the landlord, he doesn't want to pay rent to rent an apartment, then it's only the zuzim to Rabbanan, he wants to be kind of the apartment of matana maslachas.
Yeah.
He has a whole list, a whole little kuntres like that, a whole little sefer of all the minhag chasidus that he had, and he wrote it for his children, for his descendants, that they should own them. Hinyal is man that machloikis of Yishayim, whether that's called shalachas. Let's say by Mechir is Chomet. In order to avoid buying it by Matzei, what's the problem that we sell it to the Goyim and then we try to buy it back? Why don't you just sell it for 10 days? And the Mela is going to come back. So that's quite close that that's a machloikis in the Tshuva Torosh, where Hinyal is man is good enough. And the Tzoy still holds that it's no good, that Hinyal is man is only called the King of Tehra. It's not really called a violence. You have to have a market anywhere. If you rent the house, it's also. Some Achleinim hold that a market is only their right there if you own the house. If you rent it, it's only the Rabbanon. Some say the same as Mezuzah, that if you rent the house, the Chiyiv Mezuzah is only the Rabbanon. So if you rent the house, the Chiyiv market is only the Rabbanon. I was just saying, no, what's the Tushta? Mark, if you say someone's going to get killed, he's going to get killed. You're not going to get killed if you rent it. It's not that kind of, you rent it. You're only going to get killed if you own it. So others disagree, they say, no, the Chiyuv Mark is the right, even if it's only rented.
Yeah,
Every month he took it again once on the last day, but he moved out. And moved out. On the condition that he's going to give it back ultimately sometime, and if he's never going to give it back, then it'll come out that it was never kind in the first place. Matana Ahmed Ozan Lahafli. He promised to give it back in the end. Yeah, by Lulu. If he never gives it back, so he would never cut it in the first place. There's another one of the Jewish Hasidus he has interesting. Some people wonder whether this is a Jewish Hasidus from Ikir Hasidus. As many Hasidus say, he once visited his uncle. He was very poor the other day. Once visited his uncle, and he never had a Mishnayis with the Tzitzis Yontif. Once visited his uncle, who was a Balabas, and his uncle had two sets of Mishnayis with the Tzitzis Yontif. So he wasn't using either. The uncle wasn't using either. He didn't really need it. So he said, it is not to say, maybe he can give me one set, I'd like to have. And then in the middle, he said, maybe he caught himself, and he realized that he's right by my sachmai. If I go into a store, a farm store, and everything is for sale, so I said, I'd like to buy this, but if I go into your home and nothing is for sale, and then I say, maybe I could have this, and he said, yeah, take it. So he felt that that's an issue of my sachmai. So as he was about to say, maybe you can, he corrected himself, he said, maybe you can lend me a set of Mishnayis with the Taisha Shanta for a month, and he said, yeah, fine, I'll lend you. So he lent it and gave it back. But that's Takashava, is that really Lo Shachma? So he puts it in his Midas Chassidus. But he writes, even if you're a Midas Chassidus, Lo Shachma. We do it all the time. Let's say I used to go to my father's home. I saw he had extra scribes. I said, Todd, you don't need this day, so you have two copies. Can I have it? He said, yeah, we do it all the time. What is that? So we're all like on Lo Shachma. But the process we usually assume is that the only time you violate Lo Shachma is if you desire something from someone who normally is not even interested in giving it or selling it or anything. Then you nudge him so low, you offer him so much money, you're such good condition, till he finally gives in. But if I just sneeze and I say I'd like to have it, my father must have taken it, you know, my father is wrong. Let's say, yes, my father, I need $1,000. You go to heck, here's the $1,000. He gives it to the Abba, to the child. But that's an issue of Sachmai. Sometime that was the whole, he put it in his autobiography of Midas Chassidus, the whole Chassidus for Sachmai was only a Midas Chassidus. Mika didn't want all the Sachmai over here. He wasn't like on the Sachmai. The uncle would have given him the left shoulder. He didn't need two sets. He didn't need one set of Mishnah. He would have given him both sets of the Mishnah if he wanted. Anyway, that's what he has in his Midas Chassidus. Why isn't the lending also on his own Sachmai? Some of that you can ask. I can ask that. The Raman writes this too. This place of Sabbath is not to have a desire, even if you don't do anything about it. I desire to give it. And the Raman writes that the place of Sabbath is really violated. That's the same Pasal. Yeah, the place of Sabbath is the same Pasal. he desired to get the Tzitzis Yantra from his uncle, but the Rosh Hashanah, he was over Ram, there's no way for me to sack him. But the Rosh Hashanah, the Ram and Rai, the Ram and Rai, they both fought as his friends. The only violence of Sachman is if you actually succeed in getting it later on. You have a painting in your house and it's not for sale. And I offer you $5 million. You say, fine. $5 million, I'll give you the whole house. I'll give you the whole house with the painting on. But then, once I succeed in taking it away from you, even though it's in a pleasant fashion, I give you compensation and it's not a plug. But once I take it away, then it's a violation of Lot Sachman. Here he caught himself in the middle, so he said, maybe you can lend me the thing. The time they asked to request to lend something, that's Musa. I don't know. Did he say, why is that mutter? Because the uncle is happy to do it. Why doesn't I take off the Lord Sachman out of, I don't know, he just comes up. He doesn't have it. But tomorrow we're going to give it back.
Hey, why is it not
That's why it's not Gnaden. That's why it's always a Gnaden. Because later on he's satisfied. Later on he agrees to the conversation. But you have to do it. You have to.
So therefore, you have an obligation on you to return that in the condition of tomorrow is, or so, or if you will be restricted to that, whereas you ask for something to eat.
Apparently it's different.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see again. Amar Rula, Kala Karikresh, my beloved Tzilin, Tzilin, Mei, Rebbe, Sheker, the Yatma. As if he's testifying that he doesn't believe in the Tzivay Hashem. Amar Abchir Barab, Amar Abdi Echanan. He says the same thing, but it's different. He gives a different one. If a person recites Kriyashma without wearing Tzilin, it's an incomplete mitzvah. Kilo Hikris, Bailah, Bailah, Yincha, Zebah, Bailah, Yincha, Zebah, Yincha, Shlomit. Is that he brings a carbon without the trappings that are supposed to come along with it. All carbonas, Shlomit, and Oila. Have both. You have wine, you have Nisuch HaYayin, and you have a carbon, Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim means a carbon, Mincha, that comes in conjunction with Yayin. And you don't do a kmitza and you burn the kmitza and the kohanim eat the shirayim, the shiori ha-mincha. You burn the whole thing, ha-mincha ha-mincha. But as you point out, that's the lashon ha-pasuk. Oila mincha, zelach ha-mincha. But it's really oila and shlamim have both yayin la-nesach, mincha ha-mincha, not both mincha ha-mincha. So what's the difference between the two lashonos? Hula says, one says kriyat shma b'lay tefillin, is kilameira in sheker against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he demonstrates he doesn't believe. And Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, it's an incomplete mitzvah, so it's a big difference. What if I say the Kriya Shema and I plan to put on the tefillin, they have to react to a lady? So according to the second one, Dhamma is perfectly okay. If you bring a shlamim and you just don't see it right, you don't finish off, you don't bring the minchasim in the scale. But if I bring a shlamim now, I'll bring the minchasim in the scale later, an hour later, so the world doesn't come to an end. I have to bring the minchasim in the scale before I bring the oil, before I bring the shlamim. I'll do it later. But Rabbi Yechanan, Ula says, no. Ula says, you have to add the tefillin on while you say Kriya Shema. It's not enough. If you say the Kriya Shema, you have in mind that you're going to put on tefillin later. The whole insistence that we had before, that the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, later, you know, has Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, Shlema is, that you should wear the tefillin, you put on tefillin before you say the Kriya Shema. That's not enough that you plan to finish off later by putting on the tefillin at some later time. No, you have to
put on tefillin. The Shabbos brings us still to the Palace Lake. You should wait for that.
I don't know, the Shabbos is an enhancement of the seal of...
Why
don't we fasten like this? Why don't we fasten like this? The next Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan himself is saying like, well, the Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Nachazakas Rabbi Yechanan himself, the Rosh Hashanah Blah 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 Shemayim Shleima, what should he do? He should go to the bathroom first, Rashi says he found in the cover. The Yitro Yom, he should wash in his hands, the Yaniach Tzulim, the Yitro Kriyash Mavi Yitro, the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim Shleima. But this statement of Rabbi Yechanan doesn't seem to stem with the other member. The Kriya Barabba quotes the name of Yechanan, and it sounds the way he says. You can say Kriya Shema later and put on his film. No, but Kriya Barabba says in the name of Yechanan, the minhag of this king can take place after he's finished bringing the carbon. So I can say Kriya Shema and then put on film later. Still not the same. No, but they bring a carbon and then I bring it half an hour later, the zebach, the mincha, and then the shach. That's perfect. Like I finish bring it on the same day, but even if you bring it 10 days later, a year later is also good. But the mitzvah b'shalmus to bring it on the same day, but the don't mitzvah b'shalmus to bring the mincha that came before you bring the carbon. You have to please do it. It should be miskadosh b'shchitas hazebach. At the time you shech the carbon, it's the yayin, lanesach, and the mincha should already be in the klisharis. Should already be around in the klisharis, so that at the time of shchitas hazebach, it's already nikla that it belongs to this. That's b'shchitas. It means hastes that it is simultaneous. It's also simultaneous. Okay. So he also meant that it should be, the tefillah should be, you should be wearing the tefillah. Last time you had in mind to put on the tefillah. Okay. That's why you have to say, because Rav Yechon says the parish, you have to put on the film before you say the Kriya Shema. Before you Kabbalah Tamar HaShemayim Shlem. I'm Rav Kriya Barab, I'm Rav
Yechon.
The next member of Yechon contradicts the first thing. It sounds like that Kriya Shema, he doesn't have to wear the tefillin the Shabbos, as long as he wears later. Then Rabbi Yechon says, not so. You have to wear the tefillin before. It's like a contradiction. But they said that the oil of the Lanincha, the Zerach, the way they're talking about those. If you bring the Minchas in this case, I feel the Mikan Bar Asher Yomim 10 days later, 5 years later, it's also good for the effort. But it's not the Shmei Musa. It's more the Shmei Musa, but on the same day. But more the Shmei Musa than that, more the Shmei Musa than that is that it's already in the Skadish. You have the Kiddush Kli for the Mincha. And the Yayin at the time of Shrita Sazeva, there already was a Kiddush Kli on the Yayin and in the Mincha. So look at it, that's how you have to say Pshat and the Rachia Barabah and Rabbi Yechana. Only look at the Mincha, the Zalach Manas Rach means that the carbon is a little bit Shalosh Shalai Musa, unless the Minchas and Minchas came when it's Kasha the Kli, at the time of Shrita Sazeva, it has to be simultaneous in a certain sense. So that's the song you have to say, that's what Rachia Barabah meant in the name of Rabbi Yechana, you have to have the Tzilin on at the time of Krishna. It's not enough that you're going to put on the Tzilin later. He has to be wearing the tefillin, the Shabbat Kriya Shema. Otherwise it's a contradiction. How can you say the Yom Rav Yechon? It's not the same, the contradiction. You have to say that it's not that he says not like Ula. He says the same as Ula. So the same as Ula, but a different marshal. Not made any shef, he says the mitzvah will be Shalom Shema. It cannot be Ula, but the mitzvah will be Shalom Shema.
I wash my hands. If he washes his hands, his whole body is clean. It doesn't have to be washed until every time you have to go to the bathroom.
Washing your hands means that it's the peak of cleanliness of the body. The peak is, first he's nifne, the whole body is clean. And he, not only that, he even washed the same specimen. And then it says after he cleans his whole body and it's understood that he's going to dive in, so it says, Vatsevava is Mizvachach Hashem. So I'm not known as Mishkin Koyin. So what did he say? Here he talks about Koyin, so he does Kiyas Namaglan, and he goes in and does Abad, and then based on his Zavan was the mother of his Zavan, he was Yishevit Yehuda. He wasn't a Koyin. So what does he say? Vatsevava is Mizvachach Hashem. It means I clean my body, and then I dive in, so that's the mucker. Considered, when you daven with a clean body, it's considered as if you were a korban. Amalei Rava, so Rava tells Rav Kriya Barabba, who said this over the name of Rabbi Yechon. Rava lives in Bodo. Rav Kriya Barabba came from Eretz Yisrael, and he tells over the things in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon lives in Eretz Yisrael. So he tells over in Babel all the members of Rabbi Yechon. So Amalei Rava, so Rava tells Rav Kriya Barabba, you should add on a little more.
why don't you add on that based on that same passage that you're quoting, don't you also agree that it's Gilu Tova? That the passage says, Erhad Binikoyan Kapai, why doesn't it say, Achis Kapai? A poil yad say, I wash my hands, Achis Kapai. It doesn't say, Achis Kapai. Erhad means, I bathe myself. Sounds like clean my whole body, but he's not cleaning his whole body, he's just washing his hands. So what it means is, Ki'ilu Tova. If a person goes to the bathroom first, and then he washes his hands before davening, his Ma'alav HaKas, Ki'ilu Tova, the mikveh also. As if he has been covered with the whole body in the mikveh, and that's why the Lashon reads Erchat, instead of Arit Tapai, which should be a Poyol Yeshay, the Erchat means I bathe myself. Don't you also agree that it's Ki'ilu Tova? Ichtiv Erchat Zinikoyen, Barachit, Barachit, Arit Tapai. You should have added that on also. Mala la kasa kilo hiko carbon and mala la kasa kilo kaba. You should have added that on. Mama le rabbi nele rabbi, chazim mar, take a look, haitu, vim rabbanan, yasi di my rabbi, here's a yeshiva baba, comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he says the following, yishen lo mayim lirchas yada, what a wild business of the, a guy comes from Eretz Yisrael, comes up, such a wild sheeta, that if you don't have water to wash your hands, so you rub your hands on the table, you rub your hands on the middle, you're such a mishugan as us. The rabbi says, no, don't make fun of him, he knows what he's talking about. Rabbi, the time is the rabbi. Hazim Meir, take a look, I assume I'm going to take marriage to Israel. Isn't it wild? The shame of mine, because you have the karech, you have the offer of the chore of the kismet, you use anything that will clean the hands a little bit, and it's good enough. Well, then, if you don't have water, you don't have water. If you don't do anything, you don't bother doing anything. The rabbi tells him, no, Shafi Kama, he's right. Nixi, that part you can say. Erechas Vamayim, I wash my hands with water. Binikoyinksi, what do you mean binikoyin? Kom here, Dinanaki. Why should he wash the meat of Dinanaki? Why shouldn't we insist that he should go to the next place, let him go a few blocks away. If by you there's no water, so go to the next city where there is water. And he says, no. So Rav Chizda, because the myth is not in the Tzivah. So Rav Chizda lies, Rav Chizda used to curse, man to Mahad al-Amai, even for when it's time to dump. If it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and he wants to dump at 6 o'clock in the and he doesn't have water, then we tell him, dump at 7 o'clock, dump at 6:30, then you go find water now. But if it's the last minute, he's going to miss his man Tzivah, he can't dump all day, and he doesn't have water. So then we say, don't say, well, you have no bread, so don't bother doing anything. No, clean your hands with the minute of the Menachi. The light of Adam Adar Amai being the first. Rachizda used to be angry, he used to curse those. Like Tachzidim a lot of times, they start looking for washing water at the race, the holding so late before the Shkia. That's what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do, so you tap them without washing them. Adam Adar Amai is the Eden choice, so when it's time to dust. Then the Rishonim will have to discuss. Then the Rishonim have a discussion. Is there a possibly a chilek, Tachzidim discusses, is there possibly a chilek between Kriyashman Tfila or not? There's a self-man creation, there's a self-man filo. So just like there's a self-man creation, you don't want to miss creation by this matter, there's a self-man filo also. How can you say, have a gear, so how do you know the creation of a filo and the other?
Yeah.
It depends. It's a creation also or not, unless it's a self-man. So if it's a self-man filo, then you should not be the other or mine. The person doesn't like that gear.
Anything
that will bring
just
okay. We'll leave that next week. We'll have to continue if you stick around. And Pashas Mishpatim, we have all of the halachas of Dini Mamlis, all the basic deals. So the Gemara's point out that they're really four different types of Chiyumi Mamlis. We read through quickly, but they're really four different categories. There's Mammon and there's Knas. We all remember from the Yeshiva, the Gemara has a din, why did the Knas and Spatim? The Gemara learned it up in the Pasuk in Mishpatim. Asher Yashir and Elakim. Yishar Yishar. The Bezin says that you have. The Bezin calls man, the Bezin doesn't pass, and Pasuk Mashiach attacks him. If I come and I'm right there, although Havroth Bazin can aid him down, it doesn't work by Knas. Pasuk Mashiach attacks him, because by Knas, I have to do the Torah at Oynish. It's not considered an Oynish if it's self-imposed. So the halacha says that a knas has to be ashiyashin aleim, it's cold. The bezin has to pass through that even for you. Hakam ashiyas asma, if he's murdered the knas, even the balat is bishmaim, he's not mechuyis to pay. Mamin, he's mechuyis to pay right away, doesn't have to go to the interim, unless he's not sure how much he's mechuyis. So then you go to the interim to find out. So you have one category is Maman and one category is Knash. Then there's a third category of Kapar. It says that if my Shor Hamua kills a person, that says you have to pay Kaifer. What is Kaifer? It says Maman and Shaiva on the nature of Kaifer, and we come to the Maskana, the Kufr Kapar. What is that in contrast to? Kufr Kapar in contrast to what? So the Taisvis and the Rishon say that it's not Maman and it's not Knash. It's a third category. It's a different difference. Kufr Kapar. What's an Akimina? The Taisvis has Kama the Kama and Akimina. First of all, Taisvis has an Akimina. Let's say my Shor Hamua killed somebody and I didn't have an opportunity to pay and I died. So can you collect from my Yorshim? My Shor Hamua killed someone, so his Yorshim want to collect from me. So I died, so his Yorshim want to collect from my Yorshim. And I left over real estate, carcass. I only left over the house when you cannot collect it. It's not going to be asked me, let me stop thinking about that. I left over carcass, there's not enough to collect. So Taisa says no, because there's no kapara lamation. The Halacha says, If I was Mechal Shabbos in the Shoghi, the Rabbi came Mechuyiba and Asham or whatever, there is no Katas and Asham Lachamisa because then Kapar Ola Mason. The Taisha says the Daloka, then Kapar Ola Mason is not restricted actually to Karponis Katas and Asham. It applies to all Kaparas. No Kapar Ola Mason, since we hold Kufr Kapar, Kufr is not Mamayim, Kufr is not Knafa. It's the third category. If I die, the Yoshim of the Haruk cannot collect from my Yoshim because there's no use in collecting. I won't get a Kapar anyway. Let's say that you don't say Kamla with the Rabbinate. You don't say Kamla with the Rabbinate. If I become a Chuyezer, let's say I'm smoking a cigar on Shabbos, on the Chavos Shabbos, and about Tachas, I smash somebody's window. So there's a lot of Kamla with the Rabbinate. If I'm Chayim Mishus, I don't have to say Mammon, I don't have to say Knas. Mikas can come with the Rabbinate cancel the Chiyiz. Mammon can cancel the Chiyiz Kapar. But Kamla with the Rabbinate, as it says, does not cancel the Chiyiz Kapar. Kapar is never canceled. It has another afternoon that they have a Mishnah that there's no Mechila. If I owe you money, whether the Chiv is Mamre, the Chiv is not, you can say I'm like you. You don't want to go. But let's say I owe you money because my Shor Hamua killed your father. And you're the Yoshim, so you want to collect, you're interested in collecting the Kaifa. And then you say you're Mechil. You don't want to bother. The Taisus has a Mishnah in Trumas, Mishnah in Trumas, that there's no Mechila by Kapar. I need a Kapar. They told that it's a day. They have more Nachkaminis, Lord Lachem. It's around 5 or 6 or 7 Nachkaminis. Many, many Nachkaminis. The basic difference is that Chiyas Mamre and Chiyas Kapar starts off as a Chiyas to pay the other 13 money. Chiyas Kapar is a different thing. I need a Kapar to be Mechapa on my Avera. The story says the reason of the Kapar is by paying money to the other person. But it's not. It doesn't start as a Chiyas Mamre. That's why it cannot be Mechon me. I won't have the Kapar. Mamre and Knas is not a Kapar. Knas is an Oynes. So it's still a Chiyas Mamre. And then Allah distinguishes further, there's a fourth category within Mam and Kufa, there are two categories. There's what the Gemara calls a Milva HaKsuba Batayra, and there's a Milva She'ed HaKsuba Batayra. Milva HaKsuba Batayra means, for example, Adam HaMazi, when I smash your window or I break your head, am I interested in paying you? No, the Torah says, if I broke your window, or my behavior eats up your dog biscuits, so the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon me. That's called Milva HaKsuba Batayra. I didn't accept that his side was God. I didn't accept that upon myself he died. See, the Torah imposes the chiyuv upon me by Korchus. Then there's another category, in Kesef Talbei Shabbin. The person comes and he borrows money. He's Mishabbin himself he died, so he promises to pay. Let that person borrows money, or a person buys a house from me, he buys an automobile from me, he buys books from me. So he obligates himself to pay. So that's called the Hizkaitis Midas. That's what the Gemara calls a Nur Vashayel Ksuva Bater. What does it mean? Eilik Ksuva Bater, Shveta Chalachamashim. Shveta Talbis Ami, you have to pay back. The text says no, what it means is the Nur Vashayel Ksuva Bater, even if it weren't written in the Chumash, we would have known anyway that you have to pay out our own because it's a Hizkaitis Midas. What's an Afghanina long over there? So the Gemara has also, the Gemara Mishan has Kama the Kama and Afghanina. The Marshal, the Rav is always fond of quoting the Meiri in Barakama and Dafayin on the base to show an Afghanina. The Meiri has like this, if I'm smoking a cigar on Shabbos and I smash your window while I'm smoking a cigar, then there's a bit of Kama with the Rabbinah that I don't have to pay for the broken window because I'm the Shayat Nisa B'idna, the Vatachas, the Chiyam Mamen, but the Pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim there's a bit. And not only there's a bit of Kamla with the Rabbinate. What happens if I go into the bank to borrow $1 million on Shabbos and I'm smoking the cigar as I'm borrowing the money? I don't have to pay the money back. Because I'm Chai Nisa. I promise I obligated myself to pay back the money. I buy real estate, $50 million building, and I'm smoking a cigar on Shabbos while I'm flying, well, I'm in the kidney. They say, come live the Rav and to pay back the money. And here he says, no, he interprets the Gemara like that, that there's no come live the Rav and to cancel and it's Chai Nisa does. Come live the Rav and only cancels. I'm not the Hakusim about Torah. The Torah said, the Torah imposes a chiv upon me if I break your window, if my animal eats or drinks up your milk or something. So if I'm this Chayat Nisa, the Idna, the Ratzachas, the chiv moment, the Torah does not impose a chiv. But if I accept the chiv upon myself, so then it doesn't make any difference whether I'm Chayat Nisa, the Ratzachas or not. And also, the Rambam has another. The Rambam has enough community that's quoted by Allah and Shekhanah. What about a Kofi? Allah Ta'adah. So the Rambam says, Yiroyali, the Rambam Shat Tachirish, Yiroyali, Shakot Mishalovo, to the end of Hilchot Malva Valoiva. Hakot Mishalovo is a kid before Bar Mitzvah, but he knows what he's doing. He's a bright child, and he knows what he's doing. He borrows money, or who has denami mekechlem, because the kid buys something, and he takes this, and he says, I'm going to pay the price. The Rambam says, he becomes a police effect, since that the Hiskaitis Midas, and the kid understands that he gives all this approval and he understands what he's doing, he's looking to pay. But let's say the cotton smashes somebody's window, or the cotton punches somebody in the face and injures him, or the cotton has a brain there. So we need to test the Piotr and Shechavla Bachemtim. The Torah doesn't impose that if you use him on a cotton. He's a lot by the human, not only a lot by Roshin. A lot by Roshin explains why it's not Chai Snat. Snat is an idea, but he's a lot by the human as a club. The Torah, lot by the human means the Torah doesn't impose anything, but if he accepts the Hebrew part himself, then he's a bad enough. So these are kind of the common demands that the Parshas Mishpatim, you have four different categories of Chiyuvim that are really different. You have Mammon, and then you have Snat, Snat is an Oynish, and then if you look at Dinah, and then you have Kaparas and Gans are different animals, which kind of the common of Chiyuvim. And within Mammon, you have two categories. You have the Eskaitis Midas, and you have a Milvah Haksuvah Bakr.